good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Back. Second hour of the American Awakening with your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I have my guests talking about contrails, Bridget Conroy, along with Jim Dumas, who called in, the caller on the line from Cochise, who raises his vegetables. Now, Jim, do you raise all your own food?
Not all of it, but definitely all of our own vegetables we do. Basically,
go ahead.
What we do here is we furnish our products to mainly folks in the Tucson area through farmers markets, and we grow everything organically here at the farm.
So is that, I mean, that's your primary source of living then?
Well, it is. We've got a couple of other outside incomes. I mean, farming is not an easy business by no means, but in general, yeah, it pays for most things here. We're kind of, you know, working with this slow food revolution, and more and more people are waking up to the fact that, you know, fast food is not the way to go if you want to stay healthy. So we really promote that. And I just wanted to commend you, Michael, for getting Bridget on. It's a very powerful subject that she's into, and she does a fine job. She's just a great gal. I've known her for some time now, and she's very sincere, very knowledgeable, and she basically started this whole adventure because she was concerned about her family, and it's amazing what she has done and what she's taught people so far. So really pay attention to what she has to say. Like I say, she's a number one tops on my list, and that comes from somebody that's known about the chemtrail issue for quite some time, and we see a lot of it down in our neck of the woods here.
You know what, Jim? I don't do this by myself. It is through the good people like yourself, who drove to Phoenix from Dragoon to be at our rally, who continue to support us. I really cannot do this by myself. It is by the grace of all good things, and it's really my number one blessing in this horrible fight that we fight are the people that Mike and I have met along the way. If there's any blessing and reward, it is in meeting you and all of our friends down in Dragoon and Randy and his charming daughter, Hope. And, Michael, I just want to say that you were saying about the young people that, you know, they're maybe circling the drain, but that has not been my experience. I think that when we validate and protect our children and listen to them, and I'll use Hope, who was with our guide, Randy, who is 13 years old, that she was such a joy to me. Just to meet her, to see her youth and joy, that I know I must do everything I can to protect her future. And so she validates me with her joy of life and her young, youthful thoughts. And in return, I must do what I have to do to protect her. It's not her fight, and it's not the 20-year-old's fight. I look at Jim's children. They're beautiful children raising families. This is not really their fight. They have the integrity. What we're led to believe that all the kids are in the malls and using games, and yeah, they are little consumers. There's no doubt about that. We can't prevent that because the media has kind of had their way with them. But my experience, I look at my own children. When we have the demonstration, they hand out water bottles, but they don't know what to do. It is up to us.
No, I agree with that. Okay, we got to take a break, Bridget. All right, hold that thought. We'll be back in three. Jim, stick with me. I have a question for you when we get back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be back in three. Stick with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come a little bit closer, hear what I
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Bridget Conroy. And phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443, if you have a question or comment. Before I go back, I have a question for Jim. But, Jim, I want to thank you for all the listeners out there. Jim sent me an email, and he had suggested that I have Bridget up on my show. And I want to thank you for that, Jim. He also invited me down to his farm, of which I wasn't able to make it. But I wanted to ask you a question about that farm, Jim.
Sure.
You're still with me, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
You grow vegetables and then you take them to market in Tucson. Have you noticed, I mean, you know, all of these chemicals that Bridget is talking about that are coming down, the barium and aluminum and all this stuff, it's obviously getting into the soil.
Absolutely.
So has there been any testing done by any of the vegetables grown to find out if they're you know, permeating the vegetable crops?
No, I haven't personally gone down that venue yet. Would probably be a good thing that we did.
I was going to say, go ahead.
I'm assuming that it is. I mean, it's you know, we grow things organically here, but we can't help what falls from the sky, you know, is the problem.
No,
and,
right. go ahead.
The only thing you can do is do the best you can do with what you have and you know, raise awareness to what we are having to deal with in the skies, because it's affecting our water supply, I'm sure our food supply, you know, air supply, everything basically that the human being has to have, this thing is, has infiltrated, basically.
Or buying them in the grocery store, I think I'd take your farm in a New York minute. Go ahead.
If you look at it, you know, there's so many things now that are being irradiated. We're importing fruit from all over the world. You got the genetically modified crops. I mean, there's a lot of things, you know, that's going on in our food supply that is just not good.
Right. Okay. At any rate, again, I want to thank you for suggesting Bridget to come on the show, Jim. And at some point in time, I do intend to make a trip down there. As I mentioned to you prior, I've got one vehicle who the air conditioning doesn't work, and I have another one that does work, but it'll overheat if I use it. So
right. Maybe it won't be so hot.
yeah. That's what I'll shoot for. But anyway, anything else you have, Jim?
No, I'll just keep you informed on what we got going on down here. And, yeah, if any time you can make it, you're more than welcome. We even got a place that we can put you up right here on the farm. So, Bridget, take care.
Right?
Great show, guys, and enjoy all the good work that both of y'all are doing.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Never met the man personally, but he sounds like a very, very nice man.
He is so committed. The problem with our foods is that, as Jim pointed out, we can't at this point help what's coming down out of the sky, whether it be barium, aluminum, cadmium, or strontium. But what we can do is eat the best that we can, because our immune systems are so compromised. We have fibromyalgia syndrome, which has just gone rampant. Epstein-Barr, everything that is happening to the honeybees, by the way, is happening to our families and our communities. We have an extremely low immune system. And the only thing that we can do is to cleanse, to eat as good a food as we can. You will find a difference. In the long haul, it's not like you take a pill and you immediately feel better. But what will happen is you won't get as sick as often. Our immune systems are so low that any opportunistic bug that happens to be around, we're a perfect host. Whether that's part of an intentional plan, I can't say, but it is what is happening.
Well, and I take, I've always been a believer in supplements, Bridget, and I take supplements. I haven't been sick in a long time, but I believe it's certainly because I take supplements. And we've got to build our immune systems. I take a product called Immunite that seems to work very well. I haven't been sick in a long time. I wanted to ask you another question. I'm going to close this out because I've got some other news that I have to go into today. Mm-hmm. But I want to close this out with something here. And I've asked Rosalind Peterson this question both times I've had her on the show. I'm going to ask you the same question, and I want to see your response to it. Okay? Are you ready? It's a loaded question.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. In your experience, with all of the research that you've done and all of the documentation that you've come across and all of the people that you've spoken to and so forth, have you at any point in your research journey run across anything that has equated or attempted to equate the symptoms from chemtrails or contrails to Morgellons-like symptoms?
Oh, yeah. Well, Morgellons we know exist. We know that. CDC has already confirmed that. There are so many open-air experiments going on and have been. If you read any of Dr. Leonard Cole, he outlines them all very well. I am not surprised if we have an organism, and I know that we have pathogens that have been modified and altered and taken on a life of their own, and we can look at the Gulf War vest and verify that pretty easily. Morgellons is a horrible, horrible, horrible disease. Is there a direct line of understanding? Not as far as I can tell, but we're just beginning this journey to understand and reveal the data. But I absolutely know it exists.
Well, now, in the limited research I've done, of course, I'm knowledgeable about a lot of things, a little bit. You know, I don't have time to go down the rabbit hole on the myriad of different issues that I talk to. That's why I bring the experts such as yourself up on the show. But I have run across, I've seen a multitude of pictures of these Morgellon symptoms. Uh-huh. And it seems like the fibrous material that are growing out of the skin, the lesions uh-huh. and whatever, they almost, it's like they have a mind of their own. It's really scary. And then I had... Yeah, and then I have run across articles, and I can't remember, I've Googled it or whatever, mm-hmm. run across articles that the people that have alluded to the distinct possibility that whatever this material is that's coming from these contrails is causing these Morgellons-like symptoms. Now, I don't know. I'm just speculating here, and I'm just mm-hmm. repeating what I've written. I'm not saying that that's an ironclad thing, but I just wanted to get your take on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really can't answer that definitively. I know that all of the microscopic evaluations have been with these fibers. I mean, how does somebody grow red and blue fibers out of their skin? They're scratching their heads, but it's indisputable that it exists. And I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg here with all of the things that are happening in our family's health.
Well, I know, and you know, the symptoms run the gamut. And again, you're speaking of, you know, the bloody noses and the coughing and the itchy eyes. I said the itchy eyes. But there's also upper respiratory infections. There's prolonged flu symptoms. And the list goes on and on and on. And this is something that, you know, it hasn't been here forever. This just propped up. And a lot of times, you know, I will walk out and I will notice a difference in the air. You know, as far as the thickness or the smell of the air, but it's just maybe the texture. There's something in the air that just doesn't feel right, if you know what I mean, at different times.
I absolutely do know what you mean. And one thing that you, Michael, that you might want to keep an eye open on, and right now I'm going to address the global dimming issue, and we're seeing a lot more fungus growth, mushroom growth here in the Sonoran Desert. So while you're outside and we have these whiteout days, look at the shadows of trees and ask yourself, is that the same shadow that I remember from just a few years ago? So when we reduce the sunlight, we're looking at a whole new realm of illness. So not only does it smell funny, but we can actually see it. But it's so almost subliminal. So unless you really pay attention to it, at 3:00 in the afternoon, I probably can go out right now, and I'll notice that the trees around our yard do not have the defined shadow that I would have expected in 1987. So there's an awful lot of things to consider here. One thing we know for sure, that asthma and respiratory diseases are the one problem that continues to escalate. And I'm reading a fabulous book right now from Denmark. It's called The Skeptical Environmentalist. And he goes back to World Wildlife Fund and actually the World Bank and pulls apart their data. But one thing that clearly is indicated here, and we've had enjoyed a great, you know, several hundred years, with the exception of asthma, even though we've controlled emissions in the air, we certainly have cleaner air than we ever had according to the data in terms of factory emissions. But suddenly, what we're seeing is a gigantic spike in these respiratory illnesses and others, what the doctors will call syndromes. So I think it becomes very telling with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I'll tell you what. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on, and give out your website one more time, Bridget, so listeners have it.
Yeah, the website is www.arizonaskywatch.com. Please be in touch with us here. We're going to have events. We'll have videos showing at Burton Barr Library, at the various libraries. These will be free events. Just to educate our people here about the various issues that we're facing, whether it be HAARP, geoengineering, chemtrails, weather modification, non-lethal weapons, and how it will impact the health of your family.
Okay. Well, very good.
Here. So check in with
www. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you again for coming on, and I'll have you up again, Bridget. Thank you,
Michael. It's a pleasure.
All right. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, going to a break. We'll see you in three. Got some news to report to you, so stick around. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm on a phone now. I'm having some technical difficulties. It's been going on all morning. I've been on the phone with the phone company for a good hour trying to straighten this situation out, but my internet connection keeps cutting in and out for some reason. And what's interesting is that my son, who is the webmaster, got his entire system hacked yesterday, lost four computers over the deal. So I don't know, you know, I don't want to point a finger at anybody, but it is a little weird. Let's go to Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Last evening, kind of late, I was on the web, and I can't remember what web page, but maybe you could find somebody that could verify this, but what I read, it was that a congressman was murdered. They did not give his name, and it's under investigation. They cordoned off the site of, I guess, at his home, I think. And he was going forward to tell on about the stock market, and they plan to plunge the market before the end of the month.
Okay. I don't know. There was a congressman that died
Was it yesterday or day before?
Yeah, and he was from Ohio. There was a congresswoman, too. But this one, they did not give his name. They said it was under investigation, and they believed whoever murdered him was, I guess, he'd stand to make a lot of money from if they crashed the market here pretty soon.
Well, I don't, you know, where did you pick this up from, Carol?
I don't remember. It was kind of late last evening, and I was just curious because I haven't heard anybody speak about it.
I haven't seen anything about it.
Oh, it'll come out.
I know. I mean, if it's there, I'll find it.
Uh-huh.
I'm like a dog with a bone when it comes to stuff like that.
I just thought maybe other people could get looking for the article because it's been really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But he was going to come forward and tell on those that they stand to make a lot of money if it crashes, and if it doesn't crash, they don't make money.
Well, right. That's the put options. They're called the bin Laden trades, and there was somebody,
uh-huh,
an anonymous person or people who have put up about $1 billion on put options. And it could have something to do with that. I don't know. But at this point, it's speculation, so you really can't say anything unless you run across something on it, you know, written on the journalistic page, if you will.
I believe the site was on Free Republic.
Free Republic.
.com. I think that's where I saw it last night.
Okay.
Because I only go to a few web pages, and I believe it was on there.
Okay. Well, I'll take a look, see if I can find it.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Well, that's interesting. More speculation, more drama, more just adding fuel to the fire here. Okay, you know, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned to you, I want to tell you that the other day, those of you who were listening the other day, and I'm sure most of you were, you know, I was a little bit despondent. Sometimes I ask myself a question, you know, what am I doing this for? And it seems like the deeper I go down into that conundrum of depression of what am I doing this for, along comes somebody or something or some event that happens that shows me what I'm doing it for. And it happened to me yesterday where I got an email from Melody. And, you know, she was asking questions about the vaccines because her granddaughter-in-law, I believe her daughter-in-law, was going to get vaccinated at 15 years old. So that's what I'm doing it for. But it's an interesting – I went to the post office. I want to share this with you guys. When I get on the subject of what's going on in this country, whether it be the New World Order, whether it be 9/11, whether it be the North American Union, you know, pick your subject. If I am in a public arena – it seems that, and believe me, I'm not saying this because I'm anything special, because what I'm going to convey to all of you now, all of the listeners, if you do not already know this, you do not have any idea how much power that you really have, and that power comes from the knowledge that you have. But it's like a Cadillac sitting in the garage. It's not going to go anywhere unless you start it up and drive it. So with that, I'm going to tell you what happened to me this morning. I got in the car, drove over to the post office, and I can only get over there once a week. But I got over there today. I usually do it on Fridays, but it was a day early. So I went over to the post office, and I got there 3 minutes early. I got there at 3 minutes to nine, and they weren't open yet. And a woman came up, and she was standing at the door with me. The woman is she had this T-shirt on that says Canada on it. And we got into a little bit of a conversation, you know, just the small talk and so forth. And so she turned around and went back to her car to leave because the owner or the, you know, the guy, the manager hadn't showed up yet. And as she was leaving, the manager came up, and I told her, I said, well, this is the manager. He's going to open it up. So she stuck around, and we went inside. And one way or another, we got on the conversation about the North American Union because she had just come back from a trip to Canada. And when I got on this subject with her, first of all, she knew nothing of any of it. Even though George Bush, as we all know, had gone up to Montebello in Canada and, you know, had the meeting about the North American Union and doing the implementation and so forth. But it's not us, folks. We already know. It's the people out there that are not being educated by the mainstream media. At any point, my point is that I realized the power that we all have, because not only was I having a conversation with her, but it seems to me that any time I get on this conversation with anybody who is willing to listen, by the way, which she was, very, very lovely, very, very, very polite, very intelligent lady, another woman came in and overheard the conversation, and she was mesmerized and standing there listening as well. And I also brought, I go off on my diatribe, got into 9/11, and she agreed. She knew 9/11 was an inside job. Now, I don't think that she was you know, knowledgeable enough to share it, but she did have her questions about it, and she was shaking her head, yes, it was an inside job. My point is this, is that we all don't realize the power that we have in the knowledge that we have of what's going on. And for me, basically, to get on the air like this and to preach to the choir, and a lot of you guys are as knowledgeable, some of you are more knowledgeable than I am, but at any rate, we need to use that knowledge, and we need to get out, and we need to talk to people. And that's what I'm going to start doing. I'll be back in 3. I'll tell you a little bit more about this, and I'm going to read an article. So stick with me. I'll be
right
back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. The caller that called in, Carol, who was talking about running across the article of the congressman that was missing. Now, I had another caller that called and didn't call into the show, but he called in offline, and that was Bill, who had called in a little while ago, saying that there is a former congressman by the name of Johnny Chung that is missing and has been missing for a while. And what I pulled up here on him is that he was... this is an article by Diane Alden. It says, recently at a dinner hosted by Judicial Watch, Johnny Chung was honored partly because he told the truth about giving illegal campaign contributions to the DNC and the Clinton presidential campaign. But that's old news. What is compelling are his words to the assembled group. I got a message for everybody, no matter whether you're male or female. Okay, so it goes on. But anyway, evidently, according to Bill in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, He is missing and has been missing for a while. I don't know any more about that story. Getting back to what I was talking about before, as far as the power, folks, I have to tell you, and this is not the first time this has happened to me. It seems to me when I go out and I get into a public venue, and I mentioned this on my show a couple of months ago when I went back to my daughter's wedding and I was being fitted for a tuxedo. When I got on the subject of the North American Union or 9/11 or whatever the actual global agenda, the public at large is so dumbed down, so mind numbed, and so propagandized that they don't have a clue. And you, all of you guys, are absolutely a beacon of light to these people. And I'm telling you, it's an amazing experience to sit in or to stand in a public arena, whether it be a post office, whether it be a tuxedo place, whether it be a restaurant, it doesn't make any difference, and you command people's attention. They will stop what they're doing. They will stop eating. They will stop trying on their tuxedos. They will stop buying their mail. They'll stop dead in their tracks, and they will listen. And there's power in those words. There's power in what you say. And the reason I'm saying this, folks, is that I'm nobody special, okay? All of you are as knowledgeable. Most of you are as knowledgeable, or some of you are more knowledgeable than I am. So it's very easy. It's like John Stadtmiller says, we need more boots on the ground. Get up and do something, even if it's only during your normal, everyday walk of life. Start opening up that mouth of yours and start talking. You'll be amazed at what happens. All right, so enough on that. I'm through ranting about that. But, you know, I got an email yesterday from a good listener of mine, George. Okay, George sends me emails every day. And he sends me, I don't know, two, sometimes three, sometimes four of them a day. Sometimes he sends me none. Sometimes he'll send me one or two. But I ran across one here that he sent me. And it's rather interesting because the guy who penned the article is named Al Martin. Now, I heard this guy's name from Robbie Noel the other day, talking about Robbie Noel was talking about this guy was, I guess he was in futures options or something, and had accumulated a sizable amount of money. Don't know if it's the same Al Martin, but I read this article, and I wanted to share it with you. I don't know where it comes from, other than, I guess Al Martin is an Iran-Contra insider, and this is what he says. What has not been explained to the American people is the reason why 35,000 Army reservists and 65,000 National Guard have been called up. It is to maintain internal checkpoints. It has nothing to do with the external war on terrorism. All of these people are being trained at the U.S. Army School of Urban Control at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. CNN actually showed an urban training mock-up. What they're training on and what the new internal security checkpoint is going to look like. It was mighty sinister looking. There was a barrier that went across the road. To the right was an elevated shed-like structure, elevated perhaps 15 feet in the air. It had a small second story that was open. On it was a sign that read, Homeland Security Internal Checkpoint. There were sandbags, and the wooden arm that crossed the road read, 100% ID checked. Then there was a small shed to the right with a small barbed wire area behind that. On this structure was a sign which read, all citizens not having proper identification will be detained. All former nationals will be detained. All citizens who are deemed to be acting in a suspicious manner will be detained. At each of these posts, there will be six armed Army or National Guard reservists with M16s with full field kit. On top of the structure, to the rear, to the open structure on top, there's a man with a machine gun emplacement. They showed, and he's talking about CNN here, they showed the actual mock-up used for training purposes. They had new uniforms. They weren't in their regular uniforms. It's a new gray uniform with a gray helmet and a visor so you can't see their eyes. The only thing you can see is from their lips down because they said that's to prevent any retribution from people who don't like this new idea. This uniform looked exactly like the Imperial Stormtroopers from Star Wars, except instead of white, it was gray. All the helmets have little transceivers so they can communicate with each other. There will be six guards at each internal security checkpoint, and there's another warning at the inside of the barbed wire enclosure that says any detainees attempting to escape will be shot. It was a yellow and red sign inside the detainment area. The only person who actually spoke on camera during this story was a sergeant, an Army Reservist sergeant. You could tell that he completely disagreed with what was going on. You couldn't hear the question being asked, but he was looking at the camera and he said, "We're here to protect the people." Then he put his head down and shook his head, and you could tell he didn't believe a word of what he was saying, like it was some big frigging joke. Then they showed the procedure they were using to train these guys. An average American car, like a Ford or Chevy, drives up, and there's supposed to be a husband and wife in the front seat and a couple of kiddies in the back. So they drive up to the checkpoint, and the corporal comes up to the car and says, "May I see your identification, citizen?" They call everyone citizen. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. Then the guy asks for his driver's license, then something else and something else, and then he says, "Very good, citizen." There's a spot on the gate that goes across the road that they had X'd out, but you could tell what it said because the sergeant alluded to it. It said, "All citizens are required to present their national identification cards," but they left it blank as a black spray-painted-out spot because the legislation for that hasn't happened yet. The big sign on the side of the one-and-a-half-story shed with a machine gun nest on top said, "Homeland Security Internal Checkpoint." And now we're all supposed to say, "Hail the Republic." That's the new mantra. They showed a bunch of guys being trained at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. They're talking about CNN here, folks. Probably enlisted and reservist and such. And they kept raising up their right arm saying, "Hail the Republic." The sergeant even said that they were duplicating an ancient Roman legion salute to Caesar, using the right arm upraised with a fist. Instead of "Hail Caesar," though, they say "Hail the Republic." This is what's coming. People don't believe it or people don't understand it, but when 80% of the people support whatever security measures are necessary, what does all this mean? We all better start worrying when George Bush starts playing the fiddle. Congress is supposed to be recessed for the rest of the year, but they will be giving the administration extraordinarily wartime authority pursuant to all remaining legislation. In other words, they will simply allow the administration to act under pending statutes. They are simply going to transfer to the administration emergency wartime power to act under bills which are still pending, even though they haven't been passed. The implication is that we will be under a de facto state of martial law soon. There will be 100,000 military being trained for these internal security checkpoints. When they were showing the lines of enlisted and reserve people being trained in this camp with M16s in their hands, I can tell you I don't think any of them would hesitate to shoot an American citizen. I think they're being indoctrinated. The indoctrination they're going through is obvious. The enlisted people are being told by the drill sergeant that they are being given extraordinary authority, that your job is to protect the security and the state at all costs. There is a direct parallel between the old Soviet Union and the East Bloc and what we are doing. We are establishing internal travel restrictions on the American people. We are essentially following the Soviet textbook. In the Soviet communist bloc, for example, there were checkpoints in every city. You had to have what's called an internal travel visa. You had to have a visa stamped at every checkpoint in every city. Then they checked you out at every entrance to every city. Then if you checked out, they would affix a visa stamp and charge you 10 marks for it. That was a real racket. What will be interesting to see is what kind of a racket this is going to go along with these internal security checkpoints. In other words, how much of a toll are they going to charge? They're going to have to do something to pay for all of this, and one of the obvious ways to pay for it would be charging everyone a $1 or $2 toll. And this is what we should be looking forward to, toll booths around the nation. They're not saying this yet, but obviously in an effort to pay for this, they're going to be some sort of security tax. Since this system is incredibly cumbersome, having to stop at every single vehicle and check identification, having to stop every single vehicle, and we've been taught to be suspicious of driver's licenses because it's so easy to obtain false driver's licenses, the implication is that national security cards are the only thing that will eventually be accepted as identification. The further implication is that in order to accommodate traffic, this will create traffic jams miles and miles long. There would be a separate line for those carrying pre-approved internal visas whose allegiance to the government has already been checked. The sergeant on the news report said that all of the people involved, 100,000 military people, are being forced to swear new loyalty oaths to the United States. He just mentioned the government's overall policy, which Bush talked about last week, that all federal civilian employees are going to have to take new oaths of allegiance to the Republic. And that extends to some members of the military who will be involved in internal security. Surprisingly enough, all of these border checks you would think would be handled directly by the military or under the auspices of the military, but they're not. They're under the auspices of Homeland Security. What it means is that you have 100,000 troops, reservists and National Guards, people based in the United States, which will be seconded to the Office of Homeland Security. Their ultimate jurisdiction is being transferred from the Department of Defense to the Department of Homeland Security. In other words, the Office of Homeland Security is gaining a militarized division of 100,000 troops. I wonder if the 265th that's just been deployed to go protect the White House is part of that. It's finally getting some of the liberals nervous, but it's coming. Day after day, they're showing polls that 70 to 80% of the American people are prepared to approve whatever security measures are necessary to fight terrorism. Military Fraud Department. According to the friendly colonel, the Redstone Arsenal base commander was chortling over the fact that the accuracy of the missile strikes in Afghanistan thus far was 37%. He was actually chortling at how high the accuracy rate had been. The general's exact words were that the defense contractors will get paid as long as the things go off and hit the right country. Also, the friendly colonel realized, you know what, this is going, I guess this is off. We're getting into another article now. Well, that's interesting. Okay, Al Martin, and this guy's got a book, I guess, called Secrets of the Iran-Contra Insider. But, you know, this ties right in, folks, with, you know, you're seeing the 265th is being deployed, and they're calling up additional National Guard troops, but they're not sending them to Iraq? I found that rather interesting. Now, is 100% believable? I'm not saying that this is written in stone, okay? But what I am saying is that it makes sense to me. I would not be surprised if it happened. Okay, next email. What do we got here? Back to the congressman in Ohio. I don't think that was the congress. I've got an email from Joy here. That phone call evidently from Carol stirred up a lot of interest here. Okay, let's see. What else did I have? I had another one that I was... Oh, yeah. All right, one other one. I don't know if I have time to get to it all. I think I took up too much time here, but let's try it anyway. Okay, this is from Counterpunch, Gene Brickmont. Why Bush can get away with attacking Iran? Many people in the anti-war movement try to reassure themselves that Bush cannot possibly attack Iran. He does not have the means to do so, or perhaps even he is not foolish enough to engage in such an enterprise. Various particular reasons are put forward, such as if he attacks the Shiites in Iraq, we'll cut the U.S. supply lines. If he attacks, the Iranians will block the Straits of Hormuz or will unleash dormant terrorist networks worldwide. Russia won't allow such an attack. China won't allow it. They will dump the dollar. The Arab world will explode. All this is doubtful. The Shiites in Iraq are not simply obedient to Iran. If they don't rise against the United States when their own country is occupied, or if it doesn't rise systematically, they're not likely to rise against the U.S. if a neighboring country is attacked. As for blocking the straits or unleashing terrorism, this will just be another justification for more bombing of Iran. After all, the main casus belli against Iran is, incredibly, that it supposedly helps the resistance against U.S. troops in Iraq, as if those troops were at home there. If that can work as an argument for bombing Iran, then any countermeasure that Iran might take will simply justify more bombing, possibly nuclear. Speaking of nuclear, isn't it interesting that plane flew over yesterday, the B-52 from, North Dakota down to Louisiana with five nuclear weapons in it? That's a whole other story. Back to this story. Iran is strong in the sense that it cannot be invaded, but there is little it can do against long-range bombing accompanied by nuclear threats. Russia will escalate its military buildup, which now lags far behind the U.S., but it can't do anything else, and Washington will only be too glad to use the Russian reaction as an argument for boosting its own military forces. China is solely concerned with its own development and won't drop the dollar for a non-economic reason. Most Arab governments, if not their populations, will look favorably on seeing the Iranian Shiite leadership humiliated. Those governments have sufficient police forces to control any popular opposition. After all, that is what they managed to do after the attack on Iraq. With the replacement of Chirac by Sarkozy and the near-complete elimination of what was left of the Gaullists, basically through lawsuits on rather trivial matters, France has been changed from the most independent European country to the most poodlish. This was, in fact, the main issue in the recent presidential election, but it was never even mentioned during the campaign. In France, however, the secular left is in the main gung-ho against Iran for the usual reasons, women and religion. There will be no large-scale demonstrations in France, either before or after the bombing, and without French support, Germany, where the war is probably very unpopular, can always be silenced with memories of the Holocaust, so that no significant opposition to the war will come from Europe, except possibly from its Muslim population, which will be one more argument to prove that they are backward, extremists, and enemies of our democratic civilization. All the ideological signposts for attacking Iran are in place. The country has been thoroughly demonized because it is not nice to women, to gays, or to Jews. That in itself is enough to neutralize a large part of the American left. The issue, of course, is not whether Iran is nice or not, according to our views, but whether there is any legal reason to attack it, and there is none. But the dominant ideology of human rights is legitimized, specifically in the left, the right of intervention on humanitarian grounds anywhere, at any time, and that ideology has succeeded in totally sidetracking the minor issue of international law. Israel and its fanatical American supporters want Iran attacked for its political crimes, supporting the rights of the Palestinians, or questioning the Holocaust. Both U.S. political parties are equally under the control of the Israel lobby, and so are the media. The anti-war movement is far too preoccupied with the security of Israel to seriously defend Iran, and it won't attack the real architects of the coming war, the Zionists, for fear of provoking anti-Semitism. Blaming big oil for the Iraq war was quite debatable, but in the case of Iran, since the country is about to be bombed but not invaded, there is no reason whatsoever to think that big oil wants the war, as opposed to the Zionists. In fact, big oil is probably very much opposed to the war, but it is unable to stop it as the rest of us. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me for the final segment.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Final segment, Michael Herzog of the American Awakening. Why Bush can get away with attacking Iran. Let me finish this up real quick. As far as Israel is concerned, the United States is a de facto totalitarian society. No articulate opposition is acceptable. The U.S. Congress passes one pro-Israel or anti-Iran resolution after another with Stalinist majorities. The population does not seem to care, but if they did, what could they do? The electoral system is extremely biased against the emergence of a third party, and the two big parties are equally under Zionist influence. The only thing that might stop the war would be for Americans themselves to threaten their own government with massive civil disobedience. I agree with that. But that is not going to happen. A large part of the academic left long ago gave up informing the general public about the real world in order to debate whether capital is a signifier or a signified, or worry about their bodies and their slaves, while preachers tell their flocks to rejoice at new sign that the end of the world is nigh. Children in Iran won't sleep at night, but the liberal American intelligentsia will lecture the rest of the world about human rights. In fact, the prevalence of the reassuring argument cited above proves that the anti-war movement is clinically dead. If it weren't, it would rely on its own forces to stop the war and not speculate on how others might do the job. Meanwhile, an enormous amount of hatred will have been spewed upon the world, but in the short term it may look like a big Western victory, just like the creation of Israel in 1948, just like the overthrow of Mossadegh by the CIA in 1953, and just like the annexation of Alsace-Lorraine seemed to be a big German victory after the French defeat in Sedan of 1870. The Bush administration will be long gone when the disastrous consequences of that war will be felt. Interesting article here. And again, you know, are they going to go into Iran? Are they not going to go into Iran? Think about it. You know, you got to get inside their head. And you just have to wonder, how crazy are they? And that's anybody's guess. With what we've seen to date, they're pretty crazy. Do they make stuff up? Yes. Do they back up their lies with more lies? Yes. Do they do things that fly in the face of anyone that would have any kind of conscience? Yes. So will they attack Iran? Your guess is as good as mine. I would hope that they don't, and I'll tell you the reason. It's because by now there's been a million innocent Iraqis. I mean, let's face it, guys. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. They didn't have any weapons of mass destruction. For crying out loud, we put Saddam Hussein in there to begin with. And we took him out. And along with and what did they put him on trial for? For gassing, how many Kurds was it? And they hung him. Or they hung a facsimile of him. And in the meantime, we've killed a million people over there. This government, this shadow government, George Bush and his cronies, have succeeded in doing away with over a million people in Iraq. We're bogged down in a quagmire over there with over 100,000 troops, and now they're beating the war drums about going in and bombing Iran. You know, you have to ask, and I don't know about you guys, but I've asked myself this question. Is all this just a show? Are these people really that insane that they would do this? And I think about it, I think, you know, no sane person would even attempt to do something like this. But then I look back and I see what they've done to Iraq, and I said, you know what, these people are crazy. They are indeed insane enough to bomb Iran. Then we look at this B-52 that flew over, you know, from, what is it, North Dakota, I believe, down to Louisiana. What's up with that? Why all of a sudden in the mainstream news there's five nukes in a plane that goes? I don't know about that. I'm out of time, okay? Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, thanks for spending Thursday with me. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. Not real sure who he's got up today, but usually he's got a good show, okay? So stick around. I'll be listening as well. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm
with recent